USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
The last presidential debate is set for Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville. The debate commission adopting new rules to mute microphones to allow President Trump and Joe Biden 2 uninterrupted minutes for opening statements on each topic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A new Gallup poll released on Tuesday finds that 51% of Americans want to see Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll also found that 46% of adults oppose Barrett's confirmation, while 3% do not have an opinion on her filling the seat left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last month. On Monday, Republicans struck down an effort led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York to adjourn the Senate until after the election, which would have effectively moved Barrett's confirmation until after Election Day. Only one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, has said she would vote against Barrett because she does not believe a nominee should be brought forth before the presidential election. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a 1-0 lead in the World Series. Cody Bellinger hitting a 2-run home run in the 4th inning, and Los Angeles never trailed in an 8-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Project Veritas, an undercover journalism nonprofit, recorded a Google staffer speaking about the ability of the big tech giant to boost or censor political views. On the recording, a technical account manager at Google Marketing was recorded saying that Google can offer free credits and free advertising to the Democratic Party if they so choose to. This on the heels of former Twitter and Google executive Peter Greenberger saying it's time to silence President Trump on social media.
I believe that the tech companies generally have a responsibility to be neutral. I think in the case of Twitter specifically, it has been a great champion of the democratization of information as well as a strong supporter of freedom of expression. However, we are in a unique and I believe a fraught moment in time with a president who is desperate and he's facing a very difficult situation. I think the time is to mute the president temporarily while votes are being cast right now and until the winner is decided.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Disneyland officials aren't happy at all with what they call arbitrary and unworkable guidelines for reopening. The president of Disneyland Resort saying California is ignoring the fact the park has been proven it can welcome guests back safely. The theme park found out Tuesday it has to wait until Orange County is in the yellow tier of coronavirus spread to allow 25% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.